أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عباد فاتقون صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded ala lillahi ad-din al-khalis, that the real pure and dedication of a person will be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes back to that theme. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to declare the standard and the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul, say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inni umirtu an a'budallaha mukhlisan lahuddin. Certainly, I have been commanded, and that is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and with full dedication only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it can never be conceived that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the fountainhead of hidayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the imam of all the anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam, the most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he has been given this command, then to a greater extent, that command is to all of us, that when we make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to do it with a great degree of purity of intention, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our dedication should be only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for this, obviously, there's a great spiritual training that is required. There's a great amount of concentration, dedication. We have to set aside time for this, make our dhikr, make our ibadat, focus our hearts, focus our minds towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And secondly, I have been commanded that I be the first of those who surrender, first of those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was undoubtedly the very first that turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Now in the most unlikely, and it is not possible that it would have been likely, but had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would have been the consequences? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to make this declaration. قُلْ, say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي. If I had disobeyed my Allah, then I have the fear, azab yawmin azim, of the azab of the day of qiyamah. Now that was most unlikely, not possible at all, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But here is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of us, that if perchance we in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should fear the reckoning of the day of qiyamah, the accountability, and obviously turn to Allah and make tawbah. قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. Say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I worship, and lahu dini, and for mukhlisan, and pure, with a pure intention, and my dedication is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this declaration, and in different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us also that we are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's bring about ikhlas and sincerity, let's bring about dedication, let's become serious about carrying out these ibadat only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are times when we forget, there are times when we become negligent, we do things for show, we do things because of personal motives, we do things for other reasons, but no sooner do we realize that, turn towards Allah, make tawbah, and renew and refreshen our intention only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ. And here is a declaration now to all those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that worship whatever you want besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you want to worship, the idols that you have, the gods that you have created, the idols that we have created of the different material things of this world, whether it is money, whether it is property, whatever it is, worship all of that. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the real and true loser is that person who loses himself and he loses his family on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, when we go there, it is like a person traveling from one country to another. A person goes there with the currency of that country, and then when he takes out the notes, they are all counterfeit. They have some little bit of weight insofar as putting it onto the scale. There may be a little bit of color, there may be some similarity, but it is not acceptable. And Allah forbid, that should never ever happen to us on the day of Qiyamah. That we think we've carried out ibadat, we think we have worshipped Allah, we think we have given charities, we think we spend time in the path of Allah, we spend our time in the deen of Allah, carrying out the work of deen, and Allah forbid, we think we have done much, we think our wallets of amal are full, and when we go there, wa na'udhu billah, Allah says that these are all counterfeit, they are not acceptable, that is a real loser. Loss in this world also, loss in the hereafter, Allah save us. Ala dhalika huwa al-khusran al-mubin. Listen, that is the manifest khusran, that is the manifest loss. Lahum min fawqihim dhulal. For them, above them also will be a cloud or a canopy min an-nar of the fire. Wa min tahtihim dhulal. And below them also will be a canopy or a cloud of fire. In other words, fire above, fire below. Where is a person going to run to? ذَلِكَ يُخُوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has frightened and made away His servant. يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. And this is a plea from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O my beautiful, beloved servants, فَاتَّقُونَ, fear me. That is Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِهِ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ